Good morning. We're glad you could be here to witness this morning the baptism of Ginger Holiday. We believe here at Fairhaven Bible Chapel that baptism is not part of salvation, but it is one of the ordinances that the Lord Jesus Christ asks us to observe. The first one being baptism, and the second one being the breaking of bread, which we celebrated this morning. He asks that new believers declare their faith in Jesus Christ through baptism. And it's not that the water is holy or special. We could do this at a lake or a pond or a river. That's not the point. One of the questions that was asked this week is, who gets to throw the ball? But that's not what it's about. It's an identification with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord died, was buried, and rose again. And that's the picture that we have of entering the water, being immersed in the water, and coming back out of the water. So we want to observe that this morning with Ginger. In the Word, it explains it clearly in Romans 6, chapter 6, verse 3 to 7. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. I'm going to ask Ginger to come down now and share with us why she wants to be baptized.
It's slippery. Okay. Thank you for coming on this special day today to hear my testimony. My name is Ginger Holiday, and as a child growing up in Santa Clara, I was raised to be Catholic. I attended church, catechism, and Catholic school as well. And as I reached the time of being an older child and teenager, I did everything I could to rebel against the Lord. I started using drugs and alcohol, which caused me to become more involved with other sinful behaviors that made me rebel more against Christ. My sinful behavior continued into my adulthood. In 1999, my husband unexpectedly passed away, and the pain of losing him left me with an indescribable feeling of loneliness and emptiness. A few years after his death, I met someone new, and after being with this person for 13 years, we made the decision to end the relationship. Shortly after we broke up, he got married, and it made me realize I still had the feelings of loneliness and emptiness I had after my husband died. I realized I needed something to believe in again. I started attending the Catholic church near my home as it was time for me to get connected with the Lord and to learn about faith and to see how believing and trusting in the Lord will change my life for the better. As I went to church, I felt somewhat connected to the Lord, but I was still not feeling fulfilled. Something was still missing. I was still having feelings of loneliness and emptiness, and how I was starving to learn the Lord's word and his forgiveness of my sins. I decided the Catholic Church and I were not a match, and even though I was not being fulfilled with the Lord, I did not give up trying because I wanted to be closer to Christ. A few years ago, I started working in San Leandro where I met Beth Wilson. We started talking one day, and I asked what she will be doing after work, and she said she was attending a women's Bible study. And when I heard that, I got excited and asked if I could come, and she said yes. At that point, I knew I would begin a new chapter in my life. My heart was telling me this is the path to go. As I attended the women's Bible study, I was finally learning the Lord's word and began to understand what the Lord Jesus had done for me, that he had died, sacrificed his life for me and my sins, and how undeserving I am for this precious gift. The night when Jesus came into my life, it was powerful. I was doing my prayers after I attended a fellowship with Beth. I was praying to the Lord, thanking him for the day, thanking him for the fellowship I had with Beth, and so on. It came to the time in my prayer when I was thanking the Lord for dying on the cross for my sins, and kapow! It hit me like a ton of bricks, what he did for me when he died and what it really meant. I finally understand what John 3:16 was saying. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. My eyes were finally open, and the walls that were holding me back were gone. Wait a minute. The walls that were holding me back from understanding the sacrifice Jesus did for me were gone. And how undeserving I am to receive such a wondrous gift. Like Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I fell to my knees and I cried and cried. I repented to the Lord of all my sins and wrongdoings and prayed for his forgiveness. And at that moment, I felt such an indescribable feeling of peace. And my loneliness and emptiness was gone, and my life was more meaningful now, knowing that the Lord has saved me. My life has changed for the better. I have such inner peace. I have more happiness and fulfillment. Coming to know the Lord has changed my life, as he has softened my heart to not be so argumentative, and the wisdom to choose my battles. He has made me accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to speak to others of his undying love he has for all of us. He is making me more like him. I know I am a child of God, and his love for me I feel greatly. I love and understand the meaning of his word, and what he has done for me makes my heart rejoice. I thank the Lord for turning my days into light as I was walking in the darkness for so many years. I am overjoyed being baptized today, and I am thankful I can share this day with all of you. Thank you.
It's great to have peace knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it, Ginger?
Yes, it is.
I want to ask you, are you trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone for your salvation?
Yes.
Based on your profession, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for Ginger and what the Lord Jesus Christ has done in her life. We're thankful that she now knows you, who you are, and understands the salvation that's freely given. We just commit this time now to you and ask for your blessing upon Ginger as she goes forward. We ask in Jesus' name, amen.